President Trump has some demands as part of any immigration deal with Congress. He wants money to build a wall, of course. And he also wants more money for the system of federal agents, prosecutors, and judges who deport people. Some parts of this country are resisting a crackdown on people in the U.S. illegally, but other areas embrace the idea, as NPR's Joel Rose found in Georgia.
Arrests by federal immigration agents are way up. Local law enforcement agencies are eager to help, and judges rarely side with immigrants fighting deportation. This is Metro Atlanta. By almost any measure, it's one of the toughest places in America to be undocumented.
I hope it's true. I would hope that Atlanta is one of the tougher places.
Phil Kent is a member of the Georgia Immigration Enforcement Review Board. Georgia has some of the strictest immigration laws in the country. Driving without a license, for instance, is a jailable offense here. So undocumented immigrants who get behind the wheel in this sprawling state risk arrest. Kent's board is charged with ensuring that the state laws are enforced.
We were a pioneer state almost every year in our legislature trying to tighten up with regard to immigration enforcement.
Illegal immigration has been a galvanizing issue in Georgia since the state became a magnet for undocumented workers. First, before the 1996 Olympics, immigrants poured into Atlanta to help build venues for the Games. Then they were drawn by jobs in construction and agriculture and the low cost of living. Now there are more undocumented immigrants in Georgia than in Arizona and New Mexico combined. Nelson Avila Pia came from Guatemala in 2000 when he was 15 years old. He likes the peace and quiet here, and the opportunities. We sat down in a two-story brick townhouse in a suburb of Atlanta that he shares with his girlfriend and sister. Avila Pia has a trendy haircut, cropped close on the sides and long on top, and a big gold watch. He's done well for himself, working in construction and house painting.
No tomo, no fumo, no hago drogas, nada.
Avila Pia says he doesn't smoke or drink or do drugs, and he has no criminal record. He says he just dedicates himself to work. In Guatemala, he says it's dangerous. If people saw his watch there, they would shoot him for it. In Atlanta, Avila Pia has always driven without a license. He says he's been pulled over before, but got away with just a fine. Then, last year, police stopped him because of his tinted windows and handed him over to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Now he's facing deportation. Immigration lawyers around Atlanta say they've seen a surge in cases like this that start with a minor traffic offense and escalate quickly. It's standing room only in the lobby of Nelson Avila Pia's lawyer. More than 50 immigrants wait anxiously, many with young children in tow. The lawyer, Chris Taylor, says a lot of these people were picked up by immigration, even though they've never been accused of a serious crime.
Doesn't matter if you've been here for 20 years, had a good record, 15 kids, whatever you have, there was no negotiation.
If you are a criminal alien in this country, or you associate with criminals, then the chances are, at some point, my officers are going to come knocking.
Sean Gallagher is the head of ICE's field office in downtown Atlanta. As with past administrations, he says criminals are the top priority for his officers. But now they can arrest any undocumented immigrants they encounter. In fact, arrests of immigrants with no criminal record more than tripled last year in the Atlanta region, the biggest jump of any place in the country. Why Atlanta? Gallagher says it's a big help when local sheriffs tell ICE about immigrants in their custody. One county outside Atlanta flagged more than 5,000 people for ICE last year.
We have great cooperation with law enforcement agencies. Big force multiplier for us here in Georgia.
Once immigrants are in deportation proceedings, they wind up a few floors below Gallagher's office in immigration court. Odds are against them there, too. When immigrants try to claim asylum, for example, judges in Georgia rule against them more than 90% of the time. That's one of the highest rates in the country, and it's a big reason why deportations in the Atlanta region doubled last year.
The numbers there are dismal, basically. The ability to win a case there is very small.
Brenda Lopez is an immigration lawyer. She is also the first Latina ever elected to the Georgia legislature. She was born in Mexico and grew up undocumented outside Atlanta before getting a green card. We sat down at her office a block from the gold dome of the state capitol. She says what's happened in Georgia is a natural response in a conservative place.
I would say our state is most definitely a difficult state to live in, but there's a lot of great things, and that's why people continue to move here to Georgia.
Lopez says undocumented immigrants who do live here should know they'll face tough choices, some of the toughest in the country. Joel Rose, NPR News, Atlanta.